I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken!
DJ Gower.
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 74, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at ya, Myths and Monsters.
Whoa-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. In the background right now is the ghost.
Yeah, some ghouls and goblins and other bullshit.
Burning Spear.
Which you just heard, Toxic Avenger, the Dickies.
Opening,
I love that
show.
Song. I love it. Absolutely love it. It's all about the organ solos throughout.
It definitely helps with the mythical vibe, you know? A little organ solo.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to do various blocks throughout the show.
Speaking of ghosts and various blocks, coming up next, we got the ghost block.
That's right.
And we're going to hear everything. I mean, as always, just a hodgepodge of different types of musical genres. Just
what we do.
Your fucking mind.
Like to give a shout out.
Oh, yeah? Who are you shouting out to this
Podbender.
Time? That's right.
You're the best.
One of our new affiliates, podbender.com.
It's free. There's no charge.
And there's
unlike
like
Podbean.
six other shows that are on there. So, again, you know, if you just really, really, really get sick of listening to our show, you have the opportunity to, like, finally listen to something else, too.
Drinking a keg right now. It's here in Nevada. Torpedo.
IPA. Which stands for India Pale Ale, for those of you that don't know. It is a kind of a sour hop type ale, very reminiscent of the original Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, but a little bit more, I would say, bitter, kind of hits you in the cheeks, wouldn't you agree?
This guy's a beer connoisseur. He knows his shit, so.
I prefer the term aficionado, but, you know, that's okay.
Hey. My vocabulary is only so large, my friend.
Hey.
So.
My vernacular is as big as,
Drew Johnson.
Hey, forget about it, you know?
Hey.
It's a Fugazi. This is motherfucking rhyme.
And Myths and Monsters of Treason.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into
rhyme.
And treason.
just the ghost what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect the specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. Looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition, scare me up a little bit of love. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
I know how I got these scars. My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me, and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. "Let's put a smile on that face." And... why so serious?
First things first, Miss Monroe rises from the dead. The henchman came from down the door to my
never, never world.
The headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
Episode 74, Myths and Monsters.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, rocking it hard. So yeah, what you just heard, little ghost block.
Die Monster Die, the Misfits, closing it out.
Little mustard plug, doing Ghostbusters.
That's it, you know, that's how we roll, just diversity, mixing it up. I mean, I know they're both kind of punk rock, but hey, fuck it.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out, Brothers Grimm,
speaking
Deputy
of punk
Dog,
rock.
Yeah. Badass podcast.
If that's the only kind of music you like to listen to, that's definitely the podcast for you.
That's true. Well, yeah.
You can't deny that.
Nothing but punk shredding you.
He's not on Podbender. He's on
We should Brothers, tell him about Podbender.
Brothersgrimm.blogspot.com if you want to check that out.
Yeah, badass. So anyway, a bunch of new reality shows about Sasquatch.
Yeah, he's a monster, right? Mythical creature, right? So that fits the theme, right?
Yeah. So,
okay, cool. Yeah.
Bunch of rednecks.
Is that on the History Channel by chance?
It's on every channel. Okay. It's like, first it was Guido's, and now it's rednecks. Redneck idiots, really. In the woods, you know, they think it's Sasquatch.
Sweet.
And yeah, a lot of night shifts
skunk.
At work, you know. I don't, you know, I just give up the remote eventually.
Catching the red eye TV.
That's right. Yeah. All
right. So, speaking of Sasquatch, coming up next, we got some Tenacious D.
Sasquatch.
The Legend of Sasquatch, yeah.
After that, the Real McKenzies with Nessie, Loch Ness nice. Monster.
Yep, yep. Another classic mythical creature.
That's
we got
right.
Soul Coughing for all you 90s kids. You may remember Mike Doty and the band Soul Coughing.
Nobody remembers. No, world of shit.
Nobody yeah. knows, but it's a pretty rad tune. It's called The Monster Man. After that, Danger Doom. DJ Danger Mouse and MC Doom getting together, doing the Aqua Teen Hunger Force rap battle spectacular.
For your listening pleasure, of course.
And closing out the set, it's probably going to be, I don't know, fuck it. Hieroglyphics. Some more rap. Bring it to you with the mics of the round table.
It's what we do. It's rhyme and treason, bitches.
Talking about their vorpal blades going snicker snack or whatever. All you Alice in Wonderland fans out there know what I'm talking about, right?
Not quite.
The Jabberwocky.
No,
did I lose you guys? Sorry. Am I the only
literate
in here?
Right?
Weren't you a fucking English major? Oh, no, communications. Sorry. You majored in talking, not reading.
Yeah. I watch TV and don't read. Anyway, yeah, so Halloween coming up. All the kiddies getting their candy.
Little fucking sugar junkies.
That's right. Diabetes for the youth of America.
Why are kids so fat? I mean, they had to walk to get the candy, right?
No, they get driven around to each neighborhood these days.
Yeah, that's fucking safe.
So I live in a nice neighborhood now, which is awesome compared to where I used to live.
Sweet, be prepared for a deluge of fucking candy.
Yeah, well, I'm going
monkeys.
To. It should be good. It should be good.
Hi, I'm Iron Man. Give me a fucking Reese's.
Shut up, little brat. Go to the fucking store. This shit's expensive.
Rhyme.
And grumpy old men of treason.
Some scientists tried to figure out the Sasquatch riddle. Then they figured out it was a missing link. In search of Sasquatch, that was a kick-ass in search of. With Leonard Nimoy kicking out the jams. Ha! He captured imaginations of people all around the globe. His name was Sasquatch, so I'm told. His legend's ancient in the ancient scribe of the Indian tribe. Apache tribe.
Scientists have proven that the Sasquatch is real. Take a look at the plaster cast of his foot, now you know he's real.
Listen real close to the audio tape, not human, now you know he's real. Couldn't be a man in gorilla suit, no fucking way, now you know he's real. Real,
real, real, real, real, real, real, really real, real.
Don't take this personally, because it's not about your playing.
No, dude, your drumming is kick-ass. It's just that the D, it's always just been me and KG.
And we're just not comfortable being a power trio.
I hope there's no hard feelings.
Uh. Tenacious D are real.
Tenacious D, they were kick-ass.
And who should I tell him said that?
Tell him it was Sasquatch. Tell him it was a friend.
Okay.
Tell him it was Sasquatch. They won't know what friend you're talking about.
Oh, okay, sure.
See ya.
Yeah, so.
Diablo.
What's Diablo mean?
It's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
That's awesome.
I know.
With the claws.
With the claws.
That's...
And the beak.
Where do you think of that?
You just sometimes things click.
Stop hitting with the monster, man. It was a bad plan, but I had to get to town unbidden. But the way I found it was a hand came down and power got illuminated. Stop hitting with the monster, man. It was a bad plan, but I had to get to town unbidden. But the way I found it was a hand came down and power got illuminated. That's why.
my own, that's why I haven't got my mind in my own, that's why I haven't got my mind in my own, why, why's, yeah. Hand over the wave, yeah, hand over the water, hand over the wave, hand over the water, the realest of the real, the realest of the real. It's like the burnout set phenomenon, it's like the burnout set phenomenon, it's like the burnout set phenomenon.
What for?
Money. Dad, I want just some steady bitches and hoes, and some candy for my nose, some diamond stones, a roll in my chrome.
Hey, genius. You even know what that means?
What does it mean?
Where's the keyboards and the tambourine and the guitar? And, you know, I mean, the stuff that, like, white people like.
You want a piano?
Something badass. Like, REO Speedwagon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, I know this dude, right? Carl, he wore tight blue sweats but wasn't glued too tight. All he had upstairs was a crude light. You think that's weird? He lived next door to a food fight. Howdy, danger, much obliged for the beat guard. Even though you still eat lard by the meat ward. Mesquite charge, speaking of which or who. Voice all squeaky like they tuned it up a pitch or two. A chunk of burnt up witch's brew, get your crew. See if they can't get past the stench of the stew. It stank like a septic tank full of pig poo. He mostly only turned into a Frank or an igloo. Switch your view to the brother with the fried dreads, not to be confused with the incense-selling tie heads. His name rhymes with Mike Cock. You could call him live wire eye sockets, Frylock. Able to shoot electricity through his eyeballs and blast all through your single-sided brick and drywall. More interesting than professional wrestling. When he's online, you can find him on instant pestering. What's up with your boy? He's not a soft or hot drink. Whoever don't like it could suck his straw. It's hot pink. On some junk like Gucci on a classy hoe. Might splash you in the face with nuclear pistachio. Make a fast break, or that'll be the last mistake that ass to make. It's what you get for messing with Master Shake. Look out, don't block the screen, son, lunge across. Trying to watch Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Rock this cult hymn, sock your mean younger boss. Psh, Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He often wondered, should he get the logo tatted to his woody? He could be
number one in the hood, G.
Easily.
Shake, Colin. You know, I just got off the phone with somebody else, and that wasn't about you. That was about me being upset about something else. I shouldn't have called you what I did, because I liked it so much. I'm really looking forward to us working together, and just as of now that I'm calm, and after I've apologized profusely, probably too much, I am available. Call me, doggy.
Mother and father to rhyme.
Pre-millennium MCs are far behind.
So we all combine the holy mic, it's only right. Hieroglyphic mics of the round table can hold it tight.
Keep it stable, collecting scriptures and secrets. Projecting the cohesive beam like graviton with the avant-garde. Hyro is dope, ask God.
And evil doers on the mic, you have done your last fraud.
This ain't no practical joke or anti-factual hoax. But something each breath in my alveoli sacs will promote.
Opposing entities will be stomped in the processor, taken hostage until it is accomplished. And you
draw down the drawbridge, cross the moat, let's go. Hieroglyphics adventures in the twilight zone.
All night, all day, you say, in
Start up the stone stairs to the inner sanctum to do our duty.
Yeah, we're prepared to shed blood and
die as martyrs for the round table. If we just happen to get slaughtered, the guard toiled the deepest soil. Her royal highness was broiled alive in turpentine, right in line with the serpentine. Serfs who died first, the whole oligarch was torn apart before the dark ages eclipsed the plague. So the holy scepter known as the microphone would be in sole control. We'd unfold the scroll that told us where to go. Through the mongrels, the concrete jungle, swifter than the man from Uncle, with swashbuckling feet shuffling. Acrobatics attack with titanic force, back and forth, breaking slashes and dashes. The torch dwindled, then rekindled with flashes. Right again, then I put my scimitar right up in them, venomous like a scorpion sting. Retrieved the age old relic. Now I'm back to the round table.
All I hear, all day, you say, in vain, trying to find out who say, hieroglyphics on the conquest with me, for the holy light you take. All I hear, all day, you say, in vain, trying to find out who say, hieroglyphics on the conquest with me, for the holy light you take.
Episode 74, coming at you, Missing Monsters.
That's right. Coming up next, in the next block, we got the Alien block.
That's right. We're doing a little, some Alien tunes because it's a myth.
That's right. We don't believe it. I mean, UFOs, they're absolutely true, but by no means are they made by fucking aliens. Are you that retarded? They're made by our government that can't even fucking tell us what time it is without lying.
That's true. So, secretions is in there.
As we all just learned by the declassified documents of Area 51, by the way, which clearly stated that all the UFO activity was because of government spy plane technology.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, Halloween, Missing Monsters, that's the theme. So hopefully you're trick-or-treating it up. You're getting drunk.
You know what's one really scary monster to a lot of people, but it brings joy to millions of children?
What's that?
A clown.
That's right. There are a lot of evil clowns out there.
And speaking of clowns that scare people, one of the scariest clowns of all time is from a Stephen King novel. What's that clown's name?
Pennywise, of course.
And you're going to hear them in the next set with the tune Alien.
Yep.
Strangely fucking appropriate, right?
You know what it makes me think of is this horrible restaurant in Sacramento called Pancake Circus.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh.
these sad, weeping clowns everywhere.
Absolutely. So we have a fan of our show. She was actually on the show at one time as a guest.
Okay.
DJ Mrs. McNasty. And, yeah. And she has a deathly toxic fear of clowns and clown-related things. Oh, no. But she actually, you know, posted something the other day that was talking about, it was a picture of a clown's van parked out in front of, like, somebody's house. And it was supposed to say, like, Clucky, the only rapping town clown in town. But apparently this guy didn't know how to spell rapping, because there was only one P. And so it said the only raping clown in town.
That's horrible.
Yeah. These things happen. You know, speaking of crazy things, like right now, there's a flyer sitting here staring me in the face from back in the day when we used to all live here in Chico that has the Jason mask with the bloody knife on it, telling people to come out for the Friday the 13th. Like... Oh my god, Friday the 13th, like, so superstitious, like, I'm gonna fucking throw a black cat underneath a ladder today, like, I never got superstitious bullshit, it never made any sense to me.
I hear you. For sure.
I mean, I've walked under a million fucking ladders, and I've only split my head open like 6 times.
I'll knock on wood to that.
Yeah.
Nope, something's falling off.
Hold on, let me...
My windscreen.
Let me kiss my four-leaf clover. Okay, cool.
And yeah, now we're safe.
Yeah,
okay. All right, so thanks for tuning in to this show.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys made it through it.
Barely did.
Yeah, stay tuned for episode 75, the Choose Your Own Adventure edition.
Yeah, episode 75 is the shit, people.
This is Rhyme.
And I can't wait for episode 75 to come out.
Treason, motherfucker!
It's a movie.
Any good?
Very good.
It won the Academy Award.
Oh, for what?
For best movie ever made.
Check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Yes,
state of the badass art.
You do not want to fuck with me. Check it out. Hey, Ripley, don't worry. Me and my squad of ultimate badasses will protect you. Check it out. Independently targeting particle beam failings. Fry half the city with this puppy. We got tactical smart missiles, phase plasma pulse rifles, RPGs. We got sonic electronic wall breakers. We got nukes. We got knives, sharp sticks.
Knock it off, Hudson. All right, gear up. 2 minutes, people. Get hot.
Every day convince myself of everything I can and can't believe. Abused, confused. Every day you feel every crime. Just stare out of the space and wonder why. Afraid, deranged. Hold to your promise, you can use it for a brush.
My heart, you rule my gonna be fun. Anyway, I was waking up, I had a dream just the other day. Somebody took my mind out of my head and flew it away. Somebody pinned the badge up on top of my chest. Say, get out there, boy, and do your best.
Home movies for the folks back home of all these creatures who lock up their spirits to hold themselves a live for the secrets.
You know, I could play something else. I just think out of context this might
be... Dracula musical!
Thank you.
Things are going to get better. I've been drowning too long to believe that the tide's going to turn. And I've been living too hard to believe things are going to get easier now. I'm still trying to shake off the pain from the lessons I've learned. And if I see Van Helsing, I swear to the Lord I will slay him. Ha 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 ha, he'd take him from me, but I swear I won't let it be so. Ha 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 ha, blood will run down his face when he is decapitated. His head on my mantle is how I will let this world know how much I love you. Die, die, die.
I can't.
Hey man. Hey man. Hey man. Hey man.
That just turned out awful.
Rhyme.
Andrew's in.